Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm talking about Donald J. Trump and the evidence that he's mentally ill. I've said this for ages. Now, disclaimer, not a psychiatrist or a doctor of any kind. I've got no background in medical sciences. No doubt you'll say it shows. But anyway, as a complete amateur, I'm going to tell you these things. I mean, I don't need to be a doctor to tell if someone is extremely mentally ill. Obviously, mildly, I wouldn't be able to tell. The surprise about mentally ill people is sometimes just how sane they are most of the time until they have their episodic mental illness. All right, I don't need to be a doctor to recognize the sight of blood, to know what a cough is or something like that. And I was reading In Sickness and in Power, and it's a very informative, illuminating book by Lord David Owen, a British politician, of the Labour Party, founder of the Social Democratic Party. He was a foreign secretary in the late 70s, one of the youngest foreign secretaries ever. I mean, an evil man in many ways, but he does have his virtues. Okay. And so he was a psychiatrist before he went into politics. And their various findings sort of compared these to Donald Trump's observable behavior. You look back, even before Donald Trump's first term, you had a book written by about 20 psychiatrists in the United States assessing him, saying, well, we're going to break the Goldberg rule because Goldwater, the Goldwater stood for the Republicans in 1964, lost by a landslide to LBJ. But a lot of people were diagnosing from a distance, saying he was suffering from a derangement of mind. And the rule was, the psychiatrist is not going to do this and so on. But their psychiatrist in the last decade or so said, well, that is no longer applicable because there are hundreds of hours of footage of Donald Trump viewable. And so you can observe his behavior without actually meeting him in person. And there are other things which obviously didn't exist in the 60s, like these Twitter storms at 3 a.m. and stuff. So you can evaluate him so much without actually having met him face to face. This is In Sickness and in Power. And Lord David Owen's thesis is that there's a declension in the mental health of political leaders the longer they're in office. I mean, obviously not to a clinical level. And he gives various case studies of François Mitterrand, President of France, the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, John F. Kennedy, Sir Anthony Eden during the Suez Crisis and so forth. And he says there's a tendency by the Camarilla to try to conceal or at very least minimize all these symptoms of mental illness, because at some level they know what's going on, but they feel this loyalty to the boss, not to bring down the system, loyalty to the ideology. Yes, even if he is a bit mentally ill, we have to hide that so that we can go on. We'll be penalized if we do that. So there's a reduction in transparency. Advisors are sometimes excluded or misled if they're likely to go public about this, and there's reduced public accountability. All right. But, you know, Lord Owen says they become increasingly hubristic. And Donald J. Trump would be a case in point of this, having Maduro kidnapped, saying that he'd won the Iran war was completed almost after 12 days, saying there was already one after 3 weeks. Here we are 3 months later, and it's nowhere near one, saying that he could bring peace to Ukraine in 24 hours. Here we are 16 months later, and it's nowhere even near. All this over-promising and under-delivering, all this flagrant lying, more troubling is the hundreds of millions of people who believe him, who go along with this. This is a mass psychosis and so on. So this overconfidence, this aggressive arrogance, his frank disdain for advice, for expertise, his anti-intellectualism. I mean, some of these traits were always in him, but now they've come out. You see footage of him from over 20 years ago, and he's a different man. I suppose he could control himself, he could do display mode, and now there is no display mode. When something with footage, sometimes he's addressing a huge audience, sometimes there's hardly anybody else there. So I suppose that's him not even trying to control himself. But there's not actually a big difference between the two. His impulsivity, his impetuosity, he's increasingly reckless, his erratic decision-making, changing his mind in mid-sentence and so on, the notion of his own infallibility. Wow. Okay, so he's like one of those mid-20th century totalitarian leaders. This is Caesarisme. So he wants to be El Caudillo of the United States, and he can smell the right decision to take. It's just instinctive. Really is daft. I mean, even this first term of calling himself the chosen one, there's this godlike notion of his own abilities. It is flabbergasting. It is nauseating, and it's very worrying. And what better apocalyptic way to end his presidency by then annihilating the human race? He's got his finger on the big red button. And then his fellow feeling for tyrants like Kim Jong-un, one of the cruelest tyrants on earth. And he sucks up to him. He fell in love with Kim Jong-un, in his own words. Wow. I mean, it couldn't be worse. And then, even more worryingly, as I say, the Republican Party sticks with him. The Republican Party's had many, many flaws, but they were anti-communist until now. Wow. And so it goes on. So now it says that certain triggering events can make people more like this. Donald J. Trump, I mean, I suppose there was COVID that happened on his watch. Then there was the, Ukrainian war that happened on Biden's watch. But then, you know, Trump inherited this. And just think what else there was. I mean, then the Iran war, a crisis that he created. So he gets intoxicated with power. This causes a distortion in his judgment. He was injudicious at the best of times. He's not self-critical because a sane person like me, I'm very aware of my debilities. I was constantly reviewing what I did. Did I get that wrong? Right decision, wrong decision, second guessing, maybe overthinking things. Trying to weigh up my options. I want to do this. There's an emotional pull to do that. But no, hold back. Let's think of the repercussions of that. That might be unwise. I'm going to have to control myself. I can't do whatever I want. I can't say what I want to that person. I can't hit back verbally because got to think what will flow from that and try to weigh my options carefully. Of course, don't always get it right. And that's an example. Like an ordinary person, or very aware of my own fallibility, of my own limitations and so forth, the pitfalls of decisions I could take. So try to be a bit more analytical. Have to keep feelings in check. Just can't mouth off. Can't bloviate and be so, what would the word be? Impulsive. There are better words for it. It'll come to me. And thinking he's got the best words. He's got reduced Lexus and so forth. And then not only can he not critique himself, he can't self-analyze. He's got a hugely inflated notion of his own abilities, but can't take it when there's any mild or recent criticism of his mistakes and the blatant lying about the things he's done. So he's just ever more erratic, isolated from others, and this excessive deference from the court around him. Someone who's got these mental illness tendencies is reinforced by the environment he's in. So Lord Owen says you need to have guardrails around these leaders. Lord Owen said there need to be stronger rules about, the medical fitness to lead and ability to remove people from office when they're just no longer mentally or physically fit to do the job. And there need to be assessments from genuinely independent professionals, not from a naval officer whom Trump picked in his first term, whose career is beholden unto him and so forth, who gave him such a glowing report, gets some points for saying what his name is and what the date is and where they are and stuff like that. This is it, just how bad it goes. So Trump, you see how incapacitated he is. He's got these messianic delusions, the vulnerability to poor decision making, the medical secrecy. He won't release his medical records. All other U.S. presidential candidates for decades released all their medical records. I know they weren't constitutionally obliged to do so. And his mental illness, they try and pretend it's fatigue or whatever, misattributing his behavior to other things. So there's institutional complicity in what is going on. He's got no attention to details, got very low boredom threshold. It could be Alzheimer's as well. You know, is it hereditary? His father died of it. He's had symptoms of it for years. He's extremely narcissistic. He's got the dark triad. And this is just the worst possible situation for him to binge on ego, to be faced with this diet of compliance and complaisance from all around him and distance from the consequences. He never takes responsibility for all the things that he does. These decisions about military interventions are an example of this, a regime change, incredibly reckless. He tends to always overestimate complex systems. So when he came to office, I never realized medical care was so complicated. Well, duh, and so on. So, yeah, not thinking through consequences of what he'll do, always calling the opposition feeble, thinking there's no legitimacy to the opposition. People don't have the right to criticize him. So, what on earth could we do? So he's definitely not a rational actor. So there's, a superabundance of evidence of his mental illness. I mean, I wish a genuinely independent psychiatric panel would analyze him. And obviously, there is a provision in the Constitution for the cabinet to remove him. I did a joke video in his first terms and the cabinet had deposed him lawfully. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.